Okay, I'm a WWE superstar. That means I work for World Wrestling Entertainment. We're a company based out of America. We're very much a global company. You can see us on Sky Sports every week. I'm a sports entertainer in that I'm a wrestler. I'm a comedian. I'm a bad guy. I'm a promo guy. I talk on the microphone a lot. I do acting. I do a lot of things to entertain the fans around the world.
We are looking ahead to, I guess, two big things here. First of all, we can talk a bit, I suppose, about the UK tour, which is coming up next month now, in April.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to run from the 13th to the 19th of April. Both the Raw and the SmackDown brands are going to be over here. We're going to be going to places like Glasgow, Belfast, Dublin, Birmingham, Nottingham, London, Cardiff, Newcastle, and Liverpool as well. So very excited about that. It's always great to come over and see the UK fans. And obviously, being from England myself, I'm very excited to come back and perform for everyone.
I was going to ask about that. Now, that's you are fairly unique in terms of WWE superstars we've had in this studio before. We've had The Big Show, we've had Kelly Kelly, we've had Ted DiBiase. These are all Americans.
Yes.
You're a British guy. A British guy, I guess, working primarily for an American company, but then coming back home. Now, what kind of differences or challenges, or what does that kind of present for you that's unique compared to all of them?
For myself, I think when I started watching wrestling, the British Bulldog Davey Boy Smith was my hero, and he was the one English guy in the WWE at the time when I was a kid. So I always thought there'd be a space for an English guy in there, and I think I'm sort of filling that niche at the moment. WWE, although it's a US-based company, it's very much looking to expand globally, and we've got Japanese guys there. We've got myself from England. We've got a Scottish guy, Drew McIntyre, Sheamus from Ireland. So we're very much a global organisation, and I think the WWE looks to appeal to as broad a fan base as possible, and I think that's shown in how many different nations are represented as performers there.
I was kind of like thinking about this a little bit. If you think about American sports brands that come over here, we've had the NBA, I think, here last week. The NFL come over maybe once a year, and the NHL have got kind of their kind of interests as well. But they can come over and do maybe one event that's pretty big. WWE comes over and does 12, 13, 14 events or whatever in about a two-week period. And, I mean, I guess everything's all sold out.
Yeah, that's right. It's a very popular attraction for people. Just to pick up on that, the tour isn't sold out yet. I mean, there are still tickets available if people are looking to come along. But yeah, generally, most of our shows do sell out eventually over here. It's very popular. I mean, the big difference that people don't appreciate between WWE and things like the NBA and the NFL, or even the Premiership and things like that, is that we're performing maybe 250 to 300 shows a year. It really is non-stop for us. I mean, the tour we've got coming up of the UK and Europe is going to be a two-week tour where I'm going to be performing every single day for 2 weeks. So there really is no time we get off. It's very intense. And we don't have like an off-season either, whereas in the Premiership, you get a break from May until September or something like that. In the WWE, it's very much on all year round. And that gives us a lot more chance to see fans around the world and gives a lot more fans the opportunity to come and watch us. So whereas you might not be able to get a ticket to go and watch Man United because it's sold out the 26 or 30 games they play at home every year, I mean, we're always going to be available to fans, and I think that's a great thing for WWE and their audience.
So talking about the advantages of being a British guy on a tour of Britain or whatever, sometimes when some of the American guys come here, they are a little bit, shall we say, not complimentary about the food.
Ah, okay. So, well, I'm kind of the opposite of that. I was being asked earlier today what I miss most about the UK, and the thing I miss most is the food. I don't like American food so much. It's great that you get huge portion sizes over there. That's the one thing they do have over us. But when it comes to like their chicken or their beef, everything just tastes slightly different out there. Their bread tastes different. Their milk tastes different. It just has its own unique taste. And I believe it's got something to do with the amount of chemicals and hormones and things like that that they're allowed to add to their food out in the States, that we have European Union laws that won't let us put certain chemicals in foods. And I think it's better for us that we don't have it in our food in the UK. But yeah, that's the one thing I really miss about the UK is the food.
It seems like you've read up on this.
Yeah, I do. I'm actually a scientist by nature, so I know quite a lot about what goes into food and things like that. And it is quite concerning, the amount of stuff that goes into food over in the States. So I think we're quite lucky, or I suppose when I lived in the European Union, I was lucky to live here and have such tight regulations, which, you know, in the future there might be problems in the US due to the stuff that is put in the food over there.
Okay, so we've been covered. You're a wrestling scientist then. The other big thing we're looking forward to then is WrestleMania. Again, for somebody who doesn't really know what WrestleMania is, tell us what this is, how big of an event it is.
Well, WrestleMania is our biggest show of the year. It's basically like our Super Bowl or our FA Cup final or our World Cup final. It's a huge show, and it's basically a week's worth of events. The show itself, WrestleMania, is going to take place on the 3rd of April, and I believe you can see that on Sky Box Office. But it's basically the one show of the year that all the performers are looking to outdo each other. Everybody is looking to put on the best performance. And if you're only going to catch one show this year, you have to make sure it's WrestleMania, because that's the biggest advertisement for what we do. It's the biggest advertisement for the WWE, and it's the one show of the year that is going to be bigger and better than everything else. It's going to be very exciting.
And to put this in context, I mean, we're talking about something between about 50 and 70,000 people going to this thing.
Yeah, I think so. This one's going to be in Atlanta in the Georgia Dome. I think the capacity is 70. I thought it was between 70 and 80,000. I'm not exactly sure on the capacity. I know last year we did Phoenix, which was, I think, 90,000 or something like that. But yeah, we get huge attendances for it. It's, like I say, it's the biggest show of the year in attendance and in terms of the bill that we put on and the card and the entertainment level. So it's going to be an amazing show, a great atmosphere, and very much looking forward to it. This is going to be the first one that I perform on, so that's a huge achievement for me too.
So your place on this show then, now as far as I know, nothing has been officially announced yet. My guess is that you probably are looking towards something with the Big Show. Is that a good guess?
I think that's a pretty good guess. You're right. Nothing is set in stone at the moment. I've been feuding with the Big Show for quite a few weeks now. And if you're not familiar with the Big Show, he's WWE's giant. He's basically 7'4", 450 pounds, and he makes me look pretty small next to him, even though I'm a big guy myself. So, yeah, I've been feuding with him for a little while, so I'm not quite sure what kind of match we're going to have or whether it's going to involve the core. But one way or another, I think I'll be doing battle with the Big Show at WrestleMania, just because we've got so much bad blood between us two at the moment.
There had been indications or speculation that you might have been doing something with The Undertaker at WrestleMania, which, for anybody who knows anything about The Undertaker, that is a big, big match. The guy who's never lost at WrestleMania, the streak and all that. Were you ever given any indication that that was the kind of direction you were going in?
That was something that could have happened. I mean, I was part of a group of guys that attacked The Undertaker a few months ago and actually ended up with him getting buried alive at one of our pay-per-views. I think, though, I've been pretty smart, and I've actually tried to sidestep The Undertaker. As you know, he's got a huge undefeated streak at WrestleMania. He's 18-0 at the moment. He's going to be fighting Triple H at this year's WrestleMania, which is going to be a massive, massive matchup. I mean, I really want to battle The Undertaker. I want to go one-on-one with him, but I've been pretty smart and I've avoided him this time, because The Undertaker at WrestleMania is something that he's so difficult to beat. He's beaten Shawn Michaels twice at WrestleMania. He's beaten the very best out there. He's won 18 in a row, and I wasn't going to step up at WrestleMania and fight him with that kind of streak on up his sleeve. So I'm staying away from him for the time being, but after WrestleMania, I think we might lock horns then.
We were talking earlier on a little bit about Davey Boy Smith, British Bulldog. I think certainly a name that people who are wrestling fans, who perhaps even aren't wrestling fans, know. In the 50-year history of the WWE as a company, as a championship belt or whatever, there's never ever been a British champion, which seems quite astonishing considering some of the names that have kind of gone in the past. How confident are you of being able to change that at some point?
I'm 100% confident that I am going to be world champion one day, sooner or later. I mean, I want to make it happen very quickly. But sometimes, you know, you've got to get back in line. I mean, I had my opportunity to take on Randy Orton a couple of times last year when he was world champion. Unfortunately, I came up short. So I'm back in the line now, waiting for my turn again and trying to carve out an opportunity for myself. 100%, it's ridiculous that there's never been an English world champion. When I look back and see my hero in the WWE, who was Davey Boy Smith, He should have been a world champion. He was good enough. Things conspired against him to make him not become world champion. But I'm going to change that. I mean, my goal is to become England's first ever world champion, and I want to see that happen very soon.
And I suppose one last one. I mean, there's a bit of a kind of an upswing in interest at the moment because a lot of very big names from the past, perhaps, I suppose, in and around WWE rings again, Steve Austin and The Rock in particular.
Yep.
What's it like having them around? I mean, they're obviously complete legends.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I grew up watching those guys when I was in my late teens. They were really hitting home runs every week on TV. They were a very exciting time period for WWE between about 97 and 2000, 2001, when The Rock and Stone Cold were running the show. It's great to have them back. I mean, we've seen a real spike in our viewership over the last few weeks just because they're around and they've added a lot to the show. And it's, you know, it helps to have guys like that around for all the younger guys coming through. It gives us opportunities to ask them questions and get ideas and advice from them. So it's great to have them around. I mean, I'd love to lock horns with them and go to battle against The Rock or Stone Cold at some point. Whether that will happen, I don't know. But, yeah, I think it's real great for the fans to have these guys back on our show at the moment.